Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know that the 40 days of Lent began on Ash Wednesday. And these 40 days remind us of Jesus' journey to the cross, a journey that led through suffering and death to the joy of the resurrection. Now, on the Sundays of Lent, the Gospel shows us different people who met Jesus along the way. Last Sunday, we heard about Jesus encountering and being tempted by the devil in the wilderness. From now until Palm Sunday, we will hear about four more encounters: Jesus in Nicodemus, Jesus in the Samaritan woman, Jesus and the man born blind, and Jesus and Lazarus. Now each person meets Jesus with questions, confusion, or pain. And in each encounter, Jesus brings light, truth, and new life. Today we focus on Nicodemus. Who is Nicodemus? He was a Pharisee. He knew the scriptures. He tried to obey God's commandments. He was also a member of the Sanhedrin, that's the ruling party, the Jewish council. So he was educated, respected, religious. Yet something was missing. So he came to Jesus. Maybe he was afraid. Maybe he was confused. Maybe he did not want others to see him. But he came. And that is important. And Jesus told him something surprising. "Very truly I tell you," he said to Nicodemus, "no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Nicodemus, of course, was confused. How can someone be born when they are old? He was thinking physically. But Jesus was speaking spiritually. Jesus was trying to answer that confusion and question of Nicodemus. Are new beginnings possible? Nicodemus' question, of course, is our own question too, in our own lives. Many of us are baptized. We believe. We come to church. But sometimes we feel stuck. And we ask, can I really change? Can I break old habits? Can my marriage heal? Can my family improve? Can I overcome resentment? Can I start again after failure? Deep down, many of us wish for a second chance. We say, if only I could start over. And Jesus tells us, you can. Not by going back to the womb, but by being born of water and the Spirit. So baptism is not just a past event. It is a present reality. God's Spirit continues to renew us. Being born again means allowing God to change our hearts today. Then Jesus speaks the most famous verse in the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Notice, it begins with love. God does not wait for us to fix ourselves. God does not love only the perfect. God loves the world. That means us. And because of that love, our sins are forgiven. Our past does not define us. Our failures are not final. And a new beginning is possible. So what does this mean for us today? To be born again is not just an emotional moment. It is a daily choice. It means choosing forgiveness instead of bitterness, choosing honesty instead of hiding, choosing prayer instead of indifference, choosing generosity instead of selfishness. It means letting God reshape our habits. Lent is the perfect time for this. Lent tells us, do not stay in the dark like Nicodemus at night. Come into the light. So here are some practical steps that I would like to offer. As we continue our Lenten journey toward Easter and the renewal of our baptismal promises, let us be intentional. First, fasting. Not only from food, but from anger, negativity, constant scrolling and distractions. Second, prayer. Let us set aside real time each day, even some quiet minutes in our life, and speak to God honestly in prayer. Third is almsgiving. Give not only money, but give attention, kindness, time. Notice someone who feels unseen. These are not religious exercises. They are actually ways of saying, Lord, make me new. Remember that in the Gospel, Nicodemus came in the dark. But later in the Gospel, you will find Nicodemus defend Jesus and help bury him. He was one of those who asked for the body of Jesus from Pilate and buried Jesus. He moved from confusion to courage. This can happen to us too. We may not be able to live life over again, but with Jesus, we can begin again. Amen.